Red FM. She's a great buzz, and she's fantastic for supporters. It's a lot of hype for players, all right, like. But from the way we see it, like, there's 12 teams qualify for Croke Park every year, 6 in football and 6 in hurling. And we are one of them hurling teams that are qualified to play in Ireland final. I think that's a massive achievement for any club, not alone just a small club like Meighlin, but for any club to even get there to play there is a massive achievement. And I think that rubs off on everybody. The farm is brilliant there. Everybody's smiling going around the place. Their heads are high, and I hope they'll be high for another bit.
Have you had to remind the players this week, Liam, that you know, that the hype and the buzz is something that the supporters can enjoy, and that for them the build-up needs to be the same as it is for any other game?
Well, that's about the size. We were in Croke Park last Sunday. We gave a look around the place. I think the looking around has been done. They know now that the next step is what they have to go out and play, and the supporters can go up and watch us and criticise and be happy, and they can do this, that and the other, whereas we used to go out and play and give 100%. Like, I think these guys are level-headed enough to know that this is another game of hurling, and it's another hour, tough hour ahead of them. There's a lot of pressure on these guys too going into a county final in which Meighlin had never won one before, and I think they stood up and they were counted, and I think that they can stand up and be counted as well on Sunday.
Liam, would there be any concern on your part, about your path to the final? Because, in fairness to you, you've been absolutely comprehensive winners in all your games, we'll say, since you came out of Cork. Would you be concerned coming up against what will be tough opposition on Sunday, that maybe you haven't been tested enough?
Well, that can be a possibility as well. But I do think we played 2 or 3 challenge games in the meantime against CIT and UL, and they really tested us. You know, they were a different level altogether. They were fast and they were moving the ball, and it kind of opened our guys' eyes up a small bit. But going back to the Galway semi-final, I think that we played poorly in that semi-final, and the players knew themselves. And we came home after that match in that bus. It was like we had been beaten. Mm-hmm. Fellas were down, they were obsessed, they weren't happy with the way they played. And I think that's a great thing going into a final, that they know that if they play bad, that's the kind of form they'll be in. Look, you can only beat what's in front of you. We're playing to the best of our ability. I think we should be doing the... We're under no illusion that we're going to be up against it on Sunday, but I think if we give 100%, it'll be hard to beat us.
Yeah, just very finally, Liam, John Locks, the Kilkenny champions, are your opponents. Do you know a whole lot about them? Because I think you could probably safely assume, as Kilkenny champions, they're going to be pretty good.
Well, I know that they have 7 All-Ireland medals in their starting 15, and they're coming out of Kilkenny, like, that's between minor, junior, intermediate, and they've won senior there in 2002. That's a hell of a lot of medals compared to what we have in ours. But I think that, yes, they will have the experience, but they haven't played in Croke Park, either of we. And I think it's whoever wants it most at the end of the day. I think experience can stand for a certain bit, but it won't bring you over the finish line. And I think whoever wants it most, whoever's hungry enough, will win this on Sunday. Cork's Red FM.